Good morning, Boker Tov. Thank you, as always, to the Grunsteins, our sponsor for the series for this year, 10 Minutes of Meaning in Memory of Chani's father, Aaron Ben Yitzchak, Mr. Aaron Tembor, his neshama should have an aliyah. We are in the ninth chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. The Ramchal has been reminding us about how to live our best lives, how to be our best selves, and it includes living a life of zrizus, of alacrity, of zeal, of enthusiasm, of setting goals and pursuing them and achieving them. And in this chapter, the Ramchal has been reminding us what are the obstacles or the challenges, what are the impediments, what are the things that get in our way from living our best lives, that knock us off course, and we've reviewed them several times. So we're up to Shema Tomar. Maybe a person will say, we find that our rabbis place great emphasis on living a life of caution, of vigilance. Don't do risky things. Don't engage in risky behavior. Don't do things which can compromise your well-being or your safety. Even if you think that you're worthy, that you're righteous, even if you think that your merits will stand on your behalf, how could you engage in risky behavior? Rav Willig holds it's also for a Jew to ski. The data on injuries from skiing, some of them potentially lethal, no matter how great you think your merits are, you're a tzadik gubal masim, we're not supposed to enter voluntarily a makom sakana. Chazal, our rabbis, tell us that akobi deshamayim, the truth is, everything is in the hands of Hashem. Everything. Everything about our day. Everything about, will the light turn red, will it turn green, will we be delayed, will we be in time, how will we feel, everything about our lives, our level of productivity, our success, our profit, it's all from Hashem. Chutz, except for one thing. Chutz mi tzinim upachim. If you go outside in the cold, and you're not wearing a coat, your mother was right. You're going to get sick. You can't say, well, akol b'dei shamayim, I roll around in the snow, and if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to stay healthy, I'll stay healthy. No, if you don't get a flu shot, and it's flu season, and you hang around people with the flu, if you shake hands with everybody in shul, and you don't use a little bit of Purell, you're going to get sick. And don't blame the Ribono Shalom, akol b'dei shamayim, chutz mit tzinim upachim. Tzinim upachim, danger is up to you. Umikra kosev neshmartim lo nafsho seichem, and the Pasuk tells us, although it's in a different context, we interpret it to mean a person has to be exceedingly cautious when it comes to our safety, our security, and our well-being. So what do you mean you're going to engage in risky behavior? You're going to live a life as Jesus? Let me go conquer the world with zeal and enthusiasm and alacrity. Let me take risks. Let me take initiative. Let me be proactive. Let me set goals. Let me achieve and accomplish. Whoa, slow. You're not supposed to take danger and risk. Slow. Hasam Amru Afilu Dvar Mitzvah, the Gemara Chulin says that you have to be exceedingly vigilant and cautious even when it comes to the pursuit of doing a mitzvah. So doesn't the emphasis on caution and care, doesn't that contradict this image of living a life with, you wake up with the zeal and enthusiasm where you're pursuing goals? So says the Ramchal in explaining it and answering it, no, duh. Ki yesh yira v'yesh yira. There is fear, and there's fear. Yesh yira uya v'yesh yira shota, yesh bitachon v'yosha leilus. There's a yira which is reasonable, which is founded, which is grounded. There's a yira which is responsible behavior. So wear a seatbelt when you're driving. If you don't wear a seatbelt, you're a fool. You're afraid of flying through the windshield. That's a good fear. It's a healthy fear. It's a fear which will make you behave properly and well. But yesh yira shota. And sometimes fear is really just the voice of the fool who's hiding behind fear, who is underachieving because of fear, who is using fear as a coping strategy or using fear as an excuse. Yesh bitachon v'yesh halelus. And the same is true. There are times that it's legitimate you put your faith in Hashem. You have bitachon. Person should betach b'Hashem chesed yisrael v'venu. A person has to live life with trust. You have to trust Hashem. But on the other hand, you don't go to a bad neighborhood in the middle of the night flashing $100 bills and say, ah, I have bitachon. You don't drive through an Arab neighborhood in Israel, a hostile neighborhood, and you say, that's the shortcut, and I have bitachon, Hashem wants me to get there faster. That's halelus. So everything the Ramchal is telling us is be normal. Be normal. Mori v'rabir of Shechter Abir next Shabbos, he always talks about there's a Torah mandate to be normal. Don't be extreme in any direction. Just be normal. Be normal. So there's a fear which is within reason, within normalcy, And there's a fear which is paralyzing, debilitating, which is really a form of anxiety or illness. There's a bitachon, which is a religious experience of putting your trust in Hashem. And there's a bitachon, which is, I'm not going to go to work, I'm going to sit on my couch and I have bitachon that Hashem is going to provide. That's holelus, that's foolishness. It's naivete at best. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put within us, we are a Baal Seichel Nachon. Hashem said, I put within you the intuition about how to be normal. I gave you the thought process about how to think rationally, how to look at every situation and come to a reasonable conclusion. Just act within reason, be normal. The Rambam learns from last week's Parsha about the Shvil Azov, is from a Pasuk in last week's Parsha, like Avram Avinu, that we're not excessive, we're not extreme in any one direction. Just be normal. So if you misplace bitachon, that's not religious. You're not impressing anyone. That's just a cop-out. That's just a excuse. If you misplace fear, you're not exceedingly cautious. You're a fool who's using fear as a cop-out or an excuse. On the other hand, if you're not fearful of things that are dangerous and you claim that you have bitachon, it's equally foolish. Person has to use, we are a Baal Seichel Nachon, and we have a Svara Nachona. The Gemara concludes that, Lamali Kras Svaru, why do I need a Pasuk? It's a Svara. It means that if you deduce something through logical reasoning, it's De'oraisa. It is the same status as a biblical law. That means that God planted within us the power of deduction, our own Svara, our own ability to think and come to reasonable and normal conclusions, is a Torah law. Is a Torah law. Is a Torah law. Just yesterday, somebody who was in Rabbi Soloveitchik's shir told me I was a group with others and said, he remembers once the Rav gave a really compelling, fascinating, fantastic shir from all over. And a person who was so drawn into the shir, was so excited about the shir, he stood up and he yelled at the Rav in Yiddish, where is the makor? But where is the makor for what you're saying? And the Rav said, the makor, the source, is a clear and logical mind. That's the source. Where's the pasuk? As I state, where's the pasuk? Where's the makor? So the makor, the source, is a clear and logical mind. We shouldn't forget that that's also a source. That's also somewhere we turn to. That we shouldn't have fear to listen to ourselves. Of course, we're Balei Eitzah, we seek advice and input. The Mishnah Nava says, the person who, Mar Be'Eitzah, person who seeks advice from others, is only going to become smarter and will be enriched by the advice that they receive. But we have a clear and logical mind that says, Ramchal, use it. Don't use fear as an excuse, as a cop-out. Don't say, I would try harder at work, but it could backfire. I would learn more, but really it's going to over-program my head. I would be give more tzedakah, but then I'm afraid that this might happen. Everything within reason. If it's a legitimate fear, it should set a healthy boundary. But you always have to reflect and examine, is it a legitimate fear, or is the fear an excuse? Is it a cop-out? Are you hiding behind the fear from being who you could be, from achieving what you could achieve, from living the life that we are meant to live? There is only one fear that we need, Rabbi Soloveitchik points out. I've shared many times, including recently, in Al HaTshuva, it describes the psychologist, psychiatrist, who gave the Rav a very hard time, Yom Noraim season, says that, he says, I counsel people how to get rid of fear, how to overcome fear. To be a healthy person, you should try to conquer your fears, and yet, we davenu v'chein tein pachtecha, Hashem, give me fear. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said to the psychologist, I set him straight, he said, you counsel people how to overcome all the little fears. Fear of heights, fear of darkness, fear of public speaking, fear of getting sick, fear of losing all your money, fear of your spouse leaving you, fear of this, fear of that, fear of the other thing. Said the Rav, there's one great fear that if you have it, you can eliminate all the other fears there are. And that is Yirah Shemayim. If you live with Yirah Shemayim, if you know that there is a Hashem and He cares about us, and He knows everything happening in our lives, and we give Him Nachas Ruach, when we do the right thing, we bring Him the greatest pride. And when we make those mistakes, when we neglect what He wants, when we fail to achieve who we can be, we disappoint and we hurt Him in our relationship, kiviyachol, with Him. If we understand we live life with the Yirah Shemayim, an acute awareness, a mindfulness, a consciousness, a cognizance, that Hashem is with us always and everywhere. That means for good He's accompanying us and supporting us, and it means that He's watching us. If we live with that healthy Yirah Shemayim, we eliminate all the other fears. You have nothing else to worry about. You don't have to worry about the heights or the darkness, the heights, pshuto kemashmo, or the heights. You don't have to worry about dangerous neighborhoods, the heights, or being in a high place. You don't have to worry about public speaking. You don't have to worry about the fear of illness. Yerushalayim, whatever will be, was meant to be. Whatever will be is from Hashem. Whatever will be is what's right for us to be. If we can absorb, if we can live with the great fear, we can eliminate all the other lesser fears. But for our purposes, what's most important is to realize that fear can never be used as an excuse. We'll continue with this next week, where Ramchal talks about rational fear helps us set boundaries. People who are fearless is also very, very dangerous. Fear is healthy. Rational fear is healthy. It's important. But it can never get to a point where it's being used as an excuse. Have a wonderful day.